22nd, 2003, of the Commission of the Port of Port Townsend. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any additions to the agenda today, anyone?
Nope.
And on the consent agenda,
Are you going to approve the agenda?
Oh, is our motion to...
I know we approved it, yeah.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Sue. On the consent agenda, Dave, did you have some questions about that resolution?
Yeah, so the previous one, it was 2,200?
It was 2,200 before. In the checking account that we maintain, it was $1,275. The rest of it was split out between the change funds for all of the marinas.
Cash boxes.
Right. And so now we're increasing the cash drawers $50 each to accommodate quarters that they need to maintain, and $30,000 for the checking account because we need to pull our payroll out of that checking account. It can't come out of the county's warrant account that we use.
So that's what we've been using previously?
Because we've been issuing warrants, and now we're doing direct deposit, so the bank is pulling it straight out of the account, and they need to pull it out of our account, not the county's account.
So there'll be no more warrants for payrolls?
Some people have still chosen to get the paper check, and we've got 17 people that are doing direct deposit where the money's just deposited straight into their account.
So that warrant process that we go through for payroll will go away?
No, it won't, because you still have to approve the direct deposit.
So there's 8 people going to be taking the direct deposit?
Correct. No, 17 are taking direct deposit.
And then we decide not to make it mandatory. They can decide, you know, anytime they want to go to direct deposit. So I think a lot of them are going to find, you know, it really is convenient. You know, for some reason, you suddenly have to leave, you know, due to family illness or something. You don't have to worry about your check just sitting here while you're gone. It'll go, you know, straight to your check account.
Okay, well, I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
And that includes the meeting minutes for May 8th and Resolution 596-13. I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public comments not related to agenda. Is there any public comments, you guys? No public comments.
Really?
Yeah, you're 15 minutes after all.
I'll bet they'll have some comments at the forums.
I hope so.
Old business, administration building project update.
We had our weekly meeting with the architect and the contractor on Tuesday, and we'll continue those. Everything is going along. You probably saw the slab was poured last week over the radiant floor heat. And the building is still on time as far as for delivery.
And that is?
June 11th. And what they're working on now, the various street improvements that the city required of us. You know, you probably saw the curbs and the sidewalks. And we touched base with the MRC on the rain garden. They've been a little bit slow in responding, but what we did get was the soil composition. So I told Levitt to just go ahead and fill the hole with proper soil. He has it out to his place, because right now it's a safety hazard. You know, it's a fairly deep hole filled with the river rock. So it's really going along.
Are they going to pave our patch out here tomorrow when they pave the street?
Friday. Just going to do all the paving on Friday.
Okay.
We're talking about the...
The patch for the gas tank?
The patch for the gas tank, and then all the patches along the road, lakeside, mobilizing Friday.
The gas tank, we're talking about the washdown area?
No.
Okay.
This is where we had our leak in our fuel tank.
Oh, yeah,
we
out here.
Yeah.
Let's think of a washdown, because that's coming.
That's going to be cement, though, right?
That's going to be cement, and that'll come out of a different fund that's really supporting the boat ramp and not the the building, but we're going to save money by doing all part of the same project, but that'll be a change order that's coming as soon as Mark gets it together. So
we might hear some complaints from fishermen because it's a big fishing, that's not an opening, but it's a big halibut weekend, so But Lakeside could only schedule it this week, so we didn't have many options in getting them here to do it, so.
Friday, they're all going to have to come in the other way?
Yeah, about 2 hours they're going to have to.
Yeah, it's not a long period of time, but, you know, Lakeside really, as the warm weather starts to come, they got the big road projects, and these little projects like this, they're either doing them early in the spring or late in the fall before the batch plants close down again, so. That's it.
New business, Washington State Department of Transportation Commission.
You were here most of the day, Lee, so you've heard, you know, my briefing, plus the Port Angeles briefing, as well as the county and some of the others, transit, et cetera. It all started yesterday at 2 o'clock. I met the State Transportation Committee next door. They were staying in the hotel. Tammy from transit provided a bus, and Ken Clough from the city, Pearson from the county, and the other gentleman, the tall guy that was here, I think he took over Josh Peters' place when Josh left. You know, we were all in, Tammy Rupert and I, we went for about a 2.5 hour tour, started here in the city. I had them stop down here by McDonald's to talk about the entrance to the boat haven, which was one of three concerns that we have, that as the boat haven activity increases and as general traffic in the vicinity increases over the years, given the outsized equipment, the 18-wheelers, all the boat haulers, etc., that's the memo I presented today. As all that increases, at some point, that intersection is going to have to be beefed up and made bigger. And, of course, as you know, part of our CARTI deal, we address that with the city to make sure there's enough property held in reserve around the intersection so that, well, it's a traffic circle or whatever, it might not be for 5, 6, 7 years, but we can handle it down there. So the other two things, went out to the airport, briefing about the industrial park, the 24 acres, and that although we did a traffic study as part of the rezoning with the county, the concern we have is that it's more of a maintenance and rehabilitation process of Highway 19 and Highway 20, which are the state highways.
Did you have any trouble getting back out onto the...
Oh, did you take that left coming back to town?
No, we didn't, because they wanted to, from there, we went down Highway 20 and talked about the transit's new bus barn area and all that. But then they want to go all the way down to the end of Discovery Bay to talk about the trail, the Olympic Trail. And then we came back up over Anderson Lake and went through the Tri-Area UGA, then came up 19 and past Prospect, and I had them pull over at Woodland Hills. That was our third issue, and probably the largest concern for safety is the entrance in and out of the airport. You know, with no turn lane there, and the fact that traffic is going 55, 60 miles an hour through there, you're taking your life in your own hands to come out of the airport, especially if you're turning left back towards Port Townsend. They all seemed very receptive to that, understood it. So today I had another 10-minute session with them where I presented the memorandum, so went good. I also gave them a copy of the WPPA book, the Centennial Book on Ports.
Hey, you got rid of a whole box, huh?
Yeah. I still got 300 of them.
You give them a cup?
No, I gave them baseball hats off. And so we just got those in, and the secretary, the new secretary for transportation, replaced Paula Hammond. She immediately put her hat on. And I was a little concerned because sometimes, you know, the government officials are a little hesitant to accept a gift from another government. But, you know, I think I teed it up saying these are very nominal, like cheap. So it went well. That's all I have.
David, approval of warrants.
No, somebody stole them.
Here they are.
We have warrants 51088 through 51101 in the amount of $41,807.47 for first half May payroll. We have warrants 51102 through 51106 in the amount of $44,316.52 for payroll benefits. And we have warrants 41107 through 41160 in the amount of $211,095.25 for accounts payable. I move we approve the warrants as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Staff comments.
Come on, guys.
We're going for a record today.
Well, let's see, to Larry's horn, if he may not. He did a great presentation at WPPA.
Yes, and he got an attaboy for it, too, from Eric.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was, yeah. Enjoy those things.
Showed the board off very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very, very well done, I thought.
That's all I have.
Hey.
I don't think I have anything.
Sue?
Nope.
Two things. You can see over there across the street, Orion mobilized yesterday. They're going to be starting to work next week on Commercial Basin project. So they're going to phase it in. They're going to be doing all the out-of-water work, the whalers and brackets, in the next 30 days. And then on July 16th, they can actually do the in-water work, the pile driving and everything else. So
do they have enough staging area for their
When all the whalers show up, we're going to take about four of the parking spaces on Washington Street itself. We'll fence that off too for the whaler material because it's pretty long. They're pretty happy and ahead of schedule, and we feel that by the end of July it'll be done. So we're actually really happy about that. So
by the end of July, Quincy Street will be out of here.
On the way out of town, they're going to swing in there and pick up the transfer station.
So yeah, that's a good project. And then when do we leave? 4:50 out of the office today. I got an email from Mary Vargas at the FAA. She awarded us two grants today. One for $90,000 for engineering design of the airport, the runway, and $250,000 for the full slurry coat and repainting. So we've been working on that for about 2 months, and finally came through today. So
we're really concerned because of the budget issues with the FAA back in DC, but looks like we got our money. So
The schedule there is to get the documents out by the end of June. Mid-July bid opening, and probably doing the runway work first week in September, second week in September. So,
just weekend it in.
Did you get a chance to talk to Ms. Vargas?
No. You don't talk to her anymore. She does everything by email.
Yeah.
I mean, the feds are just so crazy. They don't answer the phone, and then you'll leave a message, and 2 minutes later, you'll get an email.
Yeah, they lost so many people. They just, But it'll require closing the runway. So we'll, as soon as we find out the dates, we'll notify all the pilots and put out notices and everything. And other than that, I'm just glad it's going to happen this year.
Oh, yeah, we really...
It's going to slip till next year.
Squeaked in on that one. We'd be out there with weed eaters.
That's right. you probably, we had a fire down the shipyard. Steel boat, welding on board, and... the owner wasn't around, to my knowledge.
No, he was in Seattle.
And nobody hurt. The other boats around it were safe, and the fire department reacted pretty good, pretty quickly. And it was amazing. They really didn't get control of it until they started hosing down the external side of the hull, where it was blistering, and that cooled it down enough to where it were able to keep up the fire.
That smelled like an insulation fire.
It was all the insulation that caught on fire. We were visited by Department of Ecology on Tuesday for an inspection of the boatyard and our RX systems. And we passed with flying colors. So that was kind of Terry's swan song. He led them around. And so Al will be doing any future ones. PDD, RC&D, and higher ed committees, typical Thursday, once a month meeting, so I'll see you over there. And then Friday, I may have told one or two of you, I got an email from the city. They want to have a meeting. It's at 2 o'clock on Friday at City Hall. They've invited the other taxing districts, the port, fire district, school, etc., for a one-hour briefing on the proposed Metropolitan Park District. And it was kind of interesting, they said they want to explain the tax impact to the other districts. And I'm not sure why it would impact our tax. So.
You'll find out.
We'll find out and I'll send you an email or something to let you know what happens. That's all I have.
Public comments. Mr. Putney.
So, a couple of things. One, I happened to be at the chamber meeting on Monday and the chamber has a new website, Visit Jefferson County. And if you click on the How You Get to Jefferson County, there was no mention of coming by boat or coming by airplane. And I suggested to them that that was an oversight and they said, yes, it was. So they may be contacting you guys for some info on that. And the other, I guess I wanted to ask Jim, do you have any horizon yet on the Airport Futures Committee startup yet?
No, but we're starting to get heat from the FAA on getting that master plan done. So as soon as I have a printed copy, okay, we'll be distributed.
Yeah, I've had a couple people ask.
We already got a list of pilot names. We need to make sure you guys run the pilot yet and get any suggestions to us.
That's all.
Any further public comments?
I just wanted to, from Team Jefferson, to thank the board for their continued support. We really appreciate it. Without that, we would not be here. And we very much appreciate it. We demoed a wall inside your building.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
With our permission.
Yeah. Scared Jim a little bit, but
it did scare me.
That's all done, and it's now a mess, and it'll look better soon. Also, in the port newsletter, there was an announcement of the Marine Trades federal funding, federal grant business. And there was a request if people wanted to call in and talk to us about their interest. I haven't received any phone calls to this point. We're gonna go ahead and try to source the presenter and come back in probably about 6 or 8 weeks with a presenter for that program in the fall timeframe.
There's a federal.
Basically, how to work for federal business.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If you remember, that's one of the tasks we gave Peter with the EDC to help Marine Trades get into the right line there to get federal
go through all the hoops to that
right.
Is required to work on federal projects.
Right.
Okay. Maybe we can, now that we have our new computer system, Amy, do a direct mail with the invoices to all of our lease tenants that this class is coming. Please.
Yeah, help promote it.
Yeah.
I was going to say on the issue of the taxing district, one reason why is that there's a limit on the total amount that junior taxing districts can tax.
So it could impact our.
And if it's hits that rate, then one or the other junior taxing district's rate has to be prorationed down.
Mm-hmm. I'm even more against and that's on the record. They already know I'm against the whole idea of it. So. Interesting.
Because
they got a whole scale spectrum of what the possible tax might be for the metropolitan. So,
so how would that affect the port?
The total junior taxing districts, counties and cities are senior taxing districts, hospitals, ditch districts, ports are junior taxing districts, and there's a limit of $5.90 that the total junior taxing districts can tax. So if it gets above that, or if they're proposing more than that, then somebody else has to give way.
You know, if we're getting 20% of that $5 and change, mm-hmm. we could end up getting only 19%.
So the Metropolitan Park system could be a taxing district?
Oh, it is.
It is.
Oh. Definitely.
It's a junior taxing district.
Yes.
So along with the fire department. Mm-hmm. And the fire department is going to look probably poorly at that.
Yeah.
PUD might like it.
They would be a junior taxing district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PUD relies more on their utility rates, to recover what they need for maintenance and future. Well, we'll find out what they have to say on Friday.
Commissioner comments. Dave, do you have anything?
Just that I enjoyed that the recent conference.
It was a good conference.
There was some really good speeches there. I mean, the presentation about the GMO foods and
yeah.
Right, that was very interesting.
The cleanup in at Hanford by the state and feds was a good presentation.
And you got to talk directly to the new Department of Ecology director.
Right.
And invite her up to us to see us.
Well, today I applied.
I'm yelling, but sit down.
Well, today I went up and told Morley about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to approach the PUD and the city.
Yeah.
And see if in fact that she does send
us up on the offer.
Takes us up on the offer that we have a suitable crew with a suitable diplomacy, you know, to begin a conversation if possible.
Yeah, it really needs to be all the local governments together.
So. Yeah. And the private contractor that I talked to, who used to work for DOT, that retired colonel, he said that she really has less influence in the department than the department heads, and they might send the regulators rather than a conversation group.
That's what I was telling you. Sit down.
So I just forwarding the information to the various entities so that we can be as diplomatic and conversational as possible.
You welcome the visit.
Me too. And actually, if I get hold of everybody, I would like you to, with the permission of the other commissioners, to send her a letter and say that we are prepared for your visit. We have representatives from the different entities in the county, and we would welcome
you to host it right here. So. Very well.
One of the interesting things was they had the roundtable discussions, and Frank Shemlick was dressed up in a Rasta hat with dreadlocks, and he gave a talk on the marijuana becoming legal, which was kind of a shill, really. What Frank really wanted to talk about was employee relations, and he kind of hit pretty hard on employee handbook policies. And one question he asked that I couldn't answer was, do we have employment practices insurance here at the port?
Why would we?
That would be rare.
What would they be practicing?
Well, it would be for a situation where an employee has a dispute with us over instructions given to them in the employment handbook. But I bought home his deal on employee handbook writing, which I found to be very interesting and particularly applies to us since we're in the process of writing our employee handbook. So I think that's something that we do need to pay attention to and move forward on that.
If you can give that to me, I'll make a copy of it and look at it.
Okay.
You know, the handbook is essentially drafted. The supervisors, we gave it to them on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
For their comments. And once we get that back and make some last minute edits, we'll be giving it to the commission.
Yeah, well, it might be well to compare.
I would suggest that'd be a good topic, you know, for a June workshop.
Right. And also, Frank said he would be available to answer any questions anytime, like he always does. I think he's a pretty reasonable guy to deal with. Yesterday, I went to an event at the Rotary Club, which was the Hearts of Service Awards Luncheon. And the reason I went is because half of Quilcene was there, fully half of the town. They thanked us for leaving enough room for the Port Townsend folks to sit at the Rotary meeting. And Cass and Tom Brotherton were given the award. And another couple people that we know pretty well here were Charlie Warren, Kiwi Ferris, were given the award. And it's a big deal for the Rotary, and I was happy to go with my Quilcene contingent, which there was quite a few of. And they gave a young fellow from the high school here the award, and his talk after he received the award was pretty good talk for a young guy still in high school. I was pretty impressed, and it was a pretty good ceremony. The people that get this award are people that really work hard within their community, and they're nobody special. They're just people that make a point of service, and they really do provide it. So I was glad I went to that, although I did miss the energy lunch. Other than that, that's about all I have for commissioners' comments. The next meeting and workshop will be on June the 12th. I talked to Eric, and he said he'd have the PSAC report at that meeting, which I'm looking forward to seeing. Or maybe even a PSAC person to come and speak with us.
We were talking to Eric the other day. Maybe that could be on the workshop too, so we'd have more time to do a back and forth. So,
yeah, that would be fine. I'm interested in hearing from them. And there's no need for an executive session today. So June 12th will be the next workshop and meeting. And unless anybody has anything else, then this meeting is adjourned.
The workshop will start at 9:30 as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.